本来过年应该讲一个新年的信息。
Since it's the new year, typically we will have a New Year's message.
但是呢，我觉得今天这个题目其实是很适合新年的。
But I thought that the passage that we would be going through today actually is very appropriate for a new year.
因为是讲到神的救恩。
Because it speaks of God's salvation.
我觉得我们所向往的这个新的东西啊，大概最宝贝的是一个新的生命。
Of all the new things that we desire after, I think that there's nothing greater than the new life.
让他们世界上的人去追求其他新的东西。
The people of the world can pursue after other new things.
最终，我们的要对付的还是生命的问题。
But ultimately, what we have to deal with are issues pertaining to life.
主耶稣基督说，世界上还有什么比生命更宝贝啊？
Lord Jesus Christ himself asked, what is more valuable than life itself?
也就是得到全世界，丧失了你的生命，也是不值得的。
If you won over the entire world, yet you lost your life, then you lost.
所以我觉得这个是值得我们去思想。
So it is a subject worth our pondering.
我们要去追求的最重要的呢，还是去追求那些无关重要的东西。
Do we elect to pursue after the most important, or do we pursue after things that are not as important?
世上的东西没有一样我们可以带着走。
There's nothing that we obtain in this world that we can take along with us.
我们有了生命，这个生命永远跟我们在一起。
But once we have the life will always be with us.
请我们翻到提多书第三章。
Please turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 3.
四节到七节。
Verses 4 through 7.
我很快地把它读一下。但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为厚慈。这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事，这都是美事，并且与人有益。我多读了一节，第八节。不过我们今天所谈的就是第四节到第七节。
We'll read verses 4 to 8, but the message today will focus on verses 4 to 7. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你赐给我们永生。
Dear God, we thank you for giving us the eternal life.
我们在信耶稣的时候，我们已经出死入生。
When we accepted Jesus Christ, we have left death and entered into life.
这个生命在我们里面，靠着你的恩典，慢慢的长大。
And by your grace, this life that is in us will grow.
这个生命是永远的生命。
And this life that we have from you is an everlasting life.
求主让我们借助你的话语， 对你的恩典有更多的体会。
Help us, Lord, so that through your words we may come to know of your grace more and more.
祝福今天在这里的弟兄姊妹跟朋友们。
Bless the brothers and sisters and friends who are gathered here today.
祝福那些今天不能来到我们中间一同聚会的。
Bless those who are not with us and could not make it to the meeting this morning.
我们为所有你在我们身上的恩惠感谢赞美。
We give you thanks for all the blessings and all the grace you've shown in our lives.
我们这样祷告是靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们已经读过了提多书第二章。
We finished Titus chapter 2 already.
提多书第二章是教导信徒们在教会里头怎么样子生活。
Titus chapter 2 contains instructions for the believers to know how to live in this world.
对不同的人有不同的劝告。
So, to different people, he has different instructions.
那么到第三章就是指点信徒怎么样子在世人的眼前来生活。
Well, chapter 2 speaks of how believers should interact with each other. Chapter 3 speaks of how Christians should interact with the unbelievers.
我们应该有什么样子的见证?
What are the testimonies a Christian ought to bear?
那么我们读过了第一节跟第二节。
We finished looking through verses 1 and 2.
那你是教导我们弃养我们应该做的事情。
It shows us seven different characters that we should practice.
然后第三节就提醒信徒在蒙恩以前是个什么样子的光景。
And then verse 3 gives us a very concise description about how a person used to live before he was saved by grace.
那么今天我们所读的第四节到第七节。
Today, the verses we read, verses 4 through 7,
是强调一个人的得救完全都是由于神的怜悯。
It focuses on the fact that a person is saved entirely on account of Christ.
而且从他儿子的拯救我们得救。
And it is through the Son's salvation we may be saved.
我们也可以同样的用从气方面来看这件事。
We can also look at this from seven different perspectives.
我们先看第四节一开始的这一个字。
We start with verse 4.
但，这个但字是一个很强有力的一个转语词。
The first word in verse 4 is but. And so but is a very strong transition word.
就是讲到整个的局面的彻底的转变。
It speaks the full shifting of a paradigm.
讲到我们救恩的七个关键。
It speaks of seven key moments of salvation.
上面教导我们怎么样子去这个在蒙恩以前是什么样子的光景。
Before verse 4, it speaks of the condition of an unsaved person.
现在有个急转，让我们知道怎么样子能够了解我们的救恩是如何得到的。
And now there's a sharp turn, and so now there's a description, a very concise description about the condition of a person after salvation.
在文字的结构上，第四节到第七节是一句。
From the construction of the original text, verses 4 through 7 is one sentence.
所以我们在英文版里的应该可以看得到。
If you're reading the English Bible, you will see that sentence construction.
我们中文就没有这样子清楚的把它分开。
The Chinese Bible doesn't have such a clear separation.
看不到，就是这个是整个的一句。
So you don't see that as one whole sentence.
我们现在来看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节说明了神是我们的救主。
Verse 4 clearly expresses to us that God is our Savior.
神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，所以一开始就强调神是我们的救主。
Starting off, it tells us the kindness and the love of God our Savior appear, so it identifies God as our Savior.
除了神，没有人能够拯救我们。
Aside from God, there is none who can save.
今天人去敬拜，寻求其他的神。
Today, people seek after other gods to worship.
但是只有一位神是掌管生命的，他能够真正的赐给我们生命。
However, there is only one God who is the God of life, and He is the only one who can grant us life.
所以圣经里的到处都在强调一件事情是，神是救主。
And that is why throughout the scripture emphasizes that God is the Savior.
所以神对我们才是那样子的宝贵。
That is why God is so precious to us.
神为什么要救人？
Why would God want to save man?
因为他的恩慈，他拯救了我们。
It is because of his kindness that he saves us.
这个字说明了神的本性是恩慈。
This tells us that one of God's attribute is kindness.
然后又讲到他向人所施的慈爱。
It also speaks of the love that he's shown for men.
他向人所施的慈爱，慈爱这个字是两个原文字的一个混合的字，把两个字放在一起。
The word translated love in the original text is a compound word of two.
一个字就是爱，另外一个就是人类。
And so one of the word is love, the other word is actually mankind.
这两个字合起来的这个慈爱，就跟旧约里头神常常被称为的那个慈爱是同样的意义。
And so this word, love, in the original text, a compound word ofThe love and mankind is actually denotes the same sentiment that God is often described in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，常常用 hesed 这个字来形容这位神。
The Hebrew word in the Old Testament is hesed.
就是 loving, 人家英文翻译成 loving kindness.
An English translation of this word hesed is loving kindness.
我们看一下诗篇第86篇。
Let us look at Psalm 86.
诗篇86篇第15节。
Psalm 86, verse 15.
但是主啊，你是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
所以你看这个地方的丰盛的慈爱 abounding in love 就是 hesed 这个字的意思。
Abounding in love is abounding in hesed.
只有神有这样子的这个本质这样子的慈爱。
Only God has this special characteristic and an attribute of an essential love.
当人向人显露这个慈爱的时候，是一种可以说是一种这个自己做出来的，不是自然的。
And so you might say, as God shows forth this kind of love to mankind,It is not a love that is naturally occurring, rather it is a love that has been, that has been, shown by God himself forcefully.
而神的慈爱那是自然的，因为他的本性就是这样子。
And that speaks to men, that the love between men. But when you speak of God's love is natural, naturally occurring.
我们可以从主耶稣基督道成肉身这件事情看出来神对人的恩慈和慈爱。
In this, we can see God's kindness and his love towards men through Jesus Christ being the Word that became flesh.
为什么神要救人？
Why does God save man?
因为人犯了罪，背叛了神。
Because men sinned and offended God.
神很可以轻易的就把这个人消灭，另外再造一些人。
God could have easily destroyed the man he created and create new men for himself.
对神来讲，这不是一件难事。
Because for God, this wouldn't be difficult.
但是这个跟神的恩慈慈爱的本性完全不能够相合。
However, if he were to do so, then it would be contrary to his nature of being a loving and a kind God.
他造了人，他就爱人。
Because he created men, so he loves men.
人背叛了他，他还是爱。
Even though the men had rebelled and sinned against him,But he still loves them.
他能够爱到一个程度，把他最啊这个喜爱的、最钟爱的、最轻蔑的爱子，都为着这些人舍了。
His love for men is to such an extent that he's even willing to sacrifice and give up his most beloved, most precious, most treasured, and most valuable son, Jesus Christ.
不认识神的人对神的爱。不了解。
A person who does not know God would not understand his love.
觉得神的爱没什么了不起。
They would think that God's love is nothing special.
甚至于就是把他的儿子舍为我们舍了也不是独无仅有的事情。
So what if God gave up his only son? That's not something that is so unique and so special.
可是我们忘记了一件事情。神所啊，这个给他这个爱子为他舍命的这些人，不是他这个跟他呀友好的，对他友善的这些人。
But we forget that God gave up His Son, gave up the life of His Son, not for those who were friendly towards Him or those who favored Him.
我们自己先问问自己，我对神有多好？
We ask ourselves, how do I treat God? Do I treat him very well?
我在不认识这个神之前，对他什么样子的看法，有什么样子的态度？
Before I knew God, what was my attitude towards God?
你问问自己，假如有一个人用这样子的态度，这样子的方法来对待你，你要把你的儿子为他舍吗？
Ask yourself this question. If someone treats you the same way you treated God,Would that person be willing to give up his son for you?
所以罗马书你得清楚地告诉我们，当神让他的儿子为着罪人死，那神的爱就在这个地方显明了。
That is why in the book of Romans, it clearly tells us that because God sent his son and died for the sinners, those who rebelled against him, that shows God's love for us.
人世之间你找不到这样子的爱。
In this world, you do not find love such as that.
而这种爱对神来讲是很自然的。
And for God, this type of love is natural.
因为这是他的本性。
Because this is an attribute of himself.
因为这个缘故，这个神才真正的值得我们去爱。
And because He is such a God, He deserves our love.
主耶稣说，我爱你就爱你到底。
God says, if I love you, I love you to the end.
所谓到底不是讲说是时间长啊，乃是说无论你怎么样，我都要爱你。
To the end does not refer to just time, but refers to the depth. No matter how you are, I will always love you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有什么爱能够跟神的爱相比？
So, brothers and sisters and friends, what other love can compare to God's love?
为什么我们来颂扬神的爱是一件古怪的事情？
Why is it so odd for us to praise God's love?
是一件不稀奇的事情。
Why is it so common?
这种爱是种多无仅有的爱。
We need to know that this love that God has is a unique love.
没有另外一个宗教他们讲的爱能跟这个爱来相比。
This is the one and only love. This is a love that you cannot find in any other religion.
所以神因着他的本性的恩慈跟慈爱，他舍了自己的儿子来拯救我们。
Because in God's nature is loving kindness, therefore he sacrificed and gave up his only son for us.
所以上面第四节讲到救主的拯救是为了爱。
And so verse 4 tells us that salvation through our Savior is motivated by God's love.
那么在第五节他就要解释神是怎么样子救我们的。
Verse 5 then further explains to us how he saved us.
那么他从正面跟反面来讲这件事。
And he describes it both from a positive approach and from a negative approach.
所以他先讲反面。
So first, he has the negative approach.
那第五节说他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义。
So, he first says, he saved us not because of righteous things we have done.
不是因为我们有好的行为。
It's not because we've done anything good.
我们常常有一个错误的观念，今天很多人还在讲这个事情。
We often have a misconcept, and we still hear this often.
啊，我要多多的读圣经。
I need to read more Bible.
我要慢慢的变好人。
I need to slowly become a better person.
等到我好到一个程度，我觉得可以见神了，到这个时候我就来找神。
And when I have become a person that is a better person or good enough, then I would come and approach God.
我很坦白地讲，这是做梦。
I tell you plainly, you're dreaming.
因为我们不可能成为好人。
Because it is impossible for us to become good.
所有其他的宗教都在对我们讲，你自己可以做好人。
Every other religion in this world tells you, you can be a better person.
因此上你可以努力，越做就越好。
And so you can apply yourself and continue to be better and you will become better.
唯有这个赐永生的神，他对我们讲实在的话。
Only the God who gives us eternal life, he tells the truth.
你不要想做好人。
Don't try to be better.
你没有可能做好人。
It is impossible for you to be good.
你是一个绝望的人。
You are one who is hopeless.
所以很多人不喜欢基督教。
That is also why many people are turned off by Christianity.
哦，这个把人看得太不像样子。
Because it rips the man to parts.
弟兄姊妹，假如人是像样的话，为什么要神？
But brothers and sisters, friends, if a man can become better on their own, then why would anyone need God?
假如我对我自己很满意的话，我要去找神干什么？
If I'm happy, very happy and pleased with myself, why would I need to look for God?
我们传福音的时候常常听到这些话。
This is often what we hear as feedback when we share the gospel.
我没什么不好。
I'm not that bad.
因为我好，所以我不要神。
Because I'm okay, so I do not need God.
这是一个这个根本的一种啊，这个人性。
This is a human nature.
可是圣经很清楚地告诉我们，你不是个好人。
Now, the Bible is very clear, and plainly it tells us you are not good.
而且你不能做好人。
And you cannot be good.
你没有这个本事。
Because you don't have the capability.
所以你需要有一位救主。
That is why you need a savior.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们抓紧了这一点，我们自己没有办法，必须要靠救主。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us remind ourselves of this, and we need to be clear and know that we need to hold on to our Savior tightly.
这种事情对一种自傲的、自己很骄傲的人是很难接受的。
This concept is very, very difficult to be grasped and accepted by one who has a high valuation of himself.
我是个绝望的人，非要靠你。
I'm hopeless, so I have to depend on you.
所以这些人发起流脾气来，我就是不要你。
And so these people become stubborn and they harden their heart and said, fine, I don't need you.
我想今天不少的人因为这个缘故，他不肯信神。
I believe there are many people today because of that same attitude, so they refuse to accept God.
他认为这种福音是完全破坏了他的一种自尊。
Because this kind of gospel would utterly destroy his self-esteem.
可是弟兄姊妹们，良药是苦口的，忠言是悦耳的。
Brother and sister, but a good medicine is bitter.
A truth hurts. Yeah. 的确就是这个样子。我们要了解这些是真话，千真万确的话。
But we need to know and we need to accept that this is the truth. And it is 100% truth.
你不自己看清楚自己，谦卑的到神的面前来，你没有指望。
If you do not approach God with a humble spirit and be totally humiliated, then you will not have hope in Christ.
所以因此上，我们传福音的时候，最好不要总是说些好听的话。
And so when we share the gospel and when we preach the good news, let us not just pick the good things to say.
他假如不觉得自己不好，他为什么要信你这个神？
If the person does notrecognize and realize that he or she is not good, why would they need God?
反过来，你把他捧得高高的，然后告诉他，你信了这个神，你就不感冒，你就不头疼。
On the other hand, we come and we tell other people, if you come to accept this God, then you will not have any headaches and you will not get sick, you will not catch the flu.
许多人觉得这个神很好啊。
And a lot of people say, well, this God is great.
我要钱的时候，我向他一祷告就有了钱。
When I need money, I pray to him and I'll have money.
我头疼的时候一祷告头就好了。
When I have headaches, I pray to him and my headaches.
这种神也可要啊。
I want this God.
但是假如你所要的神只是为了这个，那你的损失太大。
But if this is all you want from a God, then it is your loss.
你必须要到一个地步，觉得没有神，你的结果就是最可怕的一件事，就叫做沉沦。
Because everyone needs to realize, if they were to come to God, is that if we refuse God, if we do not have Him, then we would be faced with the most severe and the most dire situation, and that is destruction.
你永远见不到真光。
We will never see the true light.
那么所以第一件事情我们要了解的就是神救了我们不是因为我们是好人。
So the first thing we need to recognize and accept is God saved us not because we are good.
所谓义就是好的行为了。
Righteousness means doing acts that are doing what is right.
我们之所以得救，完全出于他的怜悯。
We are saved only because of his mercy.
所谓怜悯，就是因着同情而对在痛苦中的人来施恩，这个叫做怜悯。
Mercy is showing grace out of the compassion to those who are suffering.
你看到人在痛苦里头，你来帮助他，这个就是你的怜悯的心肠。
You see someone who is suffering, and you go and help this person, that is out of your mercy.
恩典这个字是跟我们的罪 相连的。
This word grace is related to our salvation.
因为我们有罪，所以我们需要神在我们身上施恩。
Because we have sin in our lives, therefore we need the mercy of God.
怜悯跟痛苦是相连的。
Mercy is related to suffering.
当我们痛苦的时候，我们需要有怜悯。
When we are suffering, we need to have mercy.
恩典在法律上面是饶恕犯罪的人的罪行。
Grace, in a legal term, as a legal term, it means the forgiveness of one's crime.
你饶恕了这个人，这个人还是原来的样子。
When you forgive someone of his crimes or sins, the person did not change.
那你要进一步的在这个人的身上怜悯。
But if you take a step further and show mercy on this person,
怜悯是帮助这个人恢复。
Because mercy is what would aid this person to be restored.
所以神给我们的一方面是恩典。一方面是怜悯。
And so on the one hand, God gives us grace. On the other hand, He shows us mercy.
给我们恩典，饶恕我们在他面前的罪行。
He gives us grace, and He forgives us of the sins that we have before.
进一步的怜悯我们，让我们的心，让我们的人能够慢慢的恢复到原来该有的样式。
Furthermore, he shows mercy to us so that we may be restored, so that each and every one of us will once again have the image that God had originally created.
那什么叫做原来的样式啊？
So what is this original image?
神当初造了一个人。
God first created a man.
这个人叫做亚当。
His name is Adam.
神爱亚当，在地上为他造了一个极美的一个园子。
God loved Adam so much that he created a beautiful garden on earth for Adam.
亚当在这个园子里的过的生活，是我们魂思梦想要能够得到的生活。
The kind of life that Adam enjoyed in this garden is the life that we've always dreamed of.
这个园子不只是风景优美，而且气候是终年都是温和的。
Not only is this garden beautifully landscaped with vegetations, also the climate in this garden is most comfortable and suitable for any man.
不需要做工。
He did not have to work.
肚子饿了，树上的果子就摘下来可以吃。
When he's hungry, he takes a fruit from a tree and he's satisfied.
也许我们讲说，吃果子可以维持生命吗？
Maybe you would wonder, can a person sustain his life by fruit alone?
当初没有罪的这个身体，你只需要吃果子，让你能够欢喜快乐就可以了。你不需要吃任何的东西都可以活。
The original body before sin corrupted it, all you need was some fruit, and that would sustain you and give you a great good life.
然后，这个爱你的神住在你的中间。
And also this God who loves you lives in, among you.
这个叫做理想的人生。
This is the ideal life.
我不知道你们同不同意。
I don't know if you agree.
我是觉得这种生活在今世是没有办法找到的。
I think that this kind of life cannot be found in this world.
特别到了我这么大年纪，走路也走不动了。
Especially when you come to my age, when I can't even walk properly.
假如我可以坐在树底下，肚子饿了，手一伸，就有果子的话，这个是 太理想的生活。
If I can just sit under a tree all day and when I'm hungry, I stretch out my hand and take a fruit and I'm satisfied, that is the ideal life.
永远不要担心会老。
I would never have to worry about growing old.
更不必担心生病。
Never have to worry about being sick.
我家里最近有一个人来替我粉刷这个房子外面。
Recently, I had employed a painter to paint the exterior of my house.
他说啊，我的太太从前得了癌症。
He told me that, he said, my wife had cancer before.
我不找医生。
He says, I didn't go to the doctors.
我就到街上把所有关于癌的书啊，通通买来。
So I went to the bookstore and I bought every single book that there is ever written about cancer.
我就在里头找这个得了癌的要吃什么东西，怎么怎么样。
And I read about what kind of food can be eaten to cure cancer.
他说我太太从来没吃过药，就吃那些书里头讲的那些东西。
He says, my wife never took any cancer medications. She just ate all the stuff that I read from the books.
他说现在我的太太活了十几年，一点病都没有。
Since now my wife lived for some 10 years and she's never been affected by the cancer.
哎，你们羡慕不羡慕啊？
Are you jealous of that?
我想今天在美国的、在台湾的、在大陆的人，一个个都在这是要长生。
Because no matter where you're from, Taiwan, Hong Kong, or China, everyone today wants to have a long life.
啊，从前要赚钱。
Before, everyone wants to make money.
那现在大家大概都有饭吃了，所以就要长生。
Because now almost everyone have food enough to eat, so now they want to live long.
你到这个杂货店里就去，最多的就是维他命。
You go to the grocery store, you see how many different kinds of vitamins they sell.
你到大陆去探访亲友，你问他，你要我给你带什么东西啊？维他命。
You go back to China to visit and you ask your friends and family, what do you want me to bring you? They said, bring some vitamin.
假如我们在一个环境里的什么东西都不要，只吃吃水果就可以永远活下去，也没有生病，好不好？
If you can have a life in which all you need to do is eat some fruit and you will never be sick, don't you think that's a great life?
这个就是神心目中要他的儿子到世上来恢复人的一个远景。
This is the original image that God has created for man, and this is the image that God wants to restore man back to.
启示录，这不是圣经最后一卷说，启示录的最后就回到创世纪开头的伊甸去了。
The book of Revelations, which is the last book in the Bible, speaks of the same thing. So it is pointing us back towards the Garden of Eden from the book of Genesis.
所以主耶稣到地上来，一个基本的一个工作就是恢复。
And so one of the most basic tasks that Jesus was to accomplish on earth was restoration.
因为他要在人的罪人的身上施行怜悯。
Because he wants to show mercy on the sinners.
那么这是反面。
So this is a negative approach.
讲你们根本没有义。
Saying that you have no righteousness of your own.
那么现在讲到正面是神怎么样子来拯救罪人。
But positively speaking, it says how God comes to save a person.
他是借着同样的第五节下半节，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
The second half of verse 5 says that he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
重生的喜，这个喜字是讲到神话语的洁净。
Washing of rebirth, this washing speaks of the cleansing power of the Word of God.
我们读两处经文，一处在以弗所书第五章。
We'll look at two passages. One is from Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
他说要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。这是讲丈夫怎么样子去爱妻子，基督怎么样子爱教会。
Ephesians 5:26 says, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. And this speaks of how a husband needs to treat his wife as well as a reflection of how Christ treats his church.
再看彼得前书第一章第二十三节。
Then we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。这种子是什么呢？是借着神活泼长存的道。
1 Peter 1:23 For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的救恩是从我们的信仰来的。
Brothers and sisters, our salvation comes through our belief.
我们信仰的根基是神的话。
The foundation of our belief is the word of God.
因此，这里清楚地告诉我们，是神的话真正的拯救了我们。
And so it tells us here clearly that it is the word of God that saves.
所以这里要讲到重生的喜，是讲到我们借着神的话而重生的。
And so this washing of rebirth speaks of the salvation that is through the word of God.
我们重生是来自神的话。
We can be reborn because of God's word.
新生命的洁净同样的是靠神的话。
But the cleansing of this new life that we have is also through His Word.
我们得救的时候满身都是罪物。
When we were first saved, we were filled with sin.
是神的恩典把我们从死亡里头拯救了出来。
It is by the grace of God that He pulled us out of death and sin.
但是我们还是不洁净的。
However, we were still unclean.
我们还是不能够真正的哎亲近神的。
We were still unable to approach God.
我们必须要靠着神的话不断的来洁净我们。
Through the word of God and through the word's continuing cleansing power.
这一点我最喜欢引用约翰福音十五章。
For this point, I always reference John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第三节。
John 15:3。
现在这主耶稣的话，你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
这就是为什么我们要不断地读神的话。
This is why we need to continue to study the word of God.
神的话会坚定我们的信心。
The word of God strengthens our faith.
同时能够洁净我们的生命。
At the same time, it cleanses our life.
所以今天很多啊所谓的信主的基督徒，他们不读神的话。
Today, there are many, believers who do not read God's word.
那这样子的人很少是真正得救的。
Well, among these people, only very few are truly saved.
因为你不读神的话，你就不可能重生。
If you do not study God's word, you cannot have a rebirth.
你不读神的话，你就不可能慢慢的成为圣洁。
You do not study God's word, you cannot slowly become clean.
然后我们再看第六节， 这里说圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主后浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义。
Verse 6 and also first part of 7, the Holy Spirit whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace,
圣灵的更新是讲到信徒重生以后成圣的一个过程。
The renewal by the Holy Spirit speaks of the process of sanctification, that a Christian goes through after he is saved.
我们得救是因为圣灵更新的工作。
We are saved because of the renewal work done by the Holy Spirit.
那这我们今天的信息里的通通是讲一个人是怎么样子得救的。
The entire message today speaks on the subject of how a person can be saved.
从不同的角度来说明我们的救恩是什么。
And from all different approaches, exploring what does it mean for one to be saved.
怎么样子我们从死入生。
How can one, overcome death and enter into life?
怎么样子我们能够重新得力。
How can a person renew their strength?
怎么样子我们可以成为圣洁能够更多的亲近主。
How can a person be cleansed and continue to be cleansed so that we may draw near to God?
这种种的情形都是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
All of these aspects of life from God are done by the work of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里头称这个过程是成圣的一个过程。
And in the Bible, as it describes this process, it is called the process of sanctification.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节啊，我们大家都对这节圣经是应该很熟的。
A familiar passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
这节圣经就告诉我们十七节告诉我们若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
是谁来做成这样子的工作?
Who accomplishes this work?
是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
彼得前书第一章第二节又告诉我们一件事。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 2 also tells us,
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
所以这里说出的这个步骤是父神的先见被拣选的。
And so here it describes the process.First, chosen according to foreknowledge of God the Father.
人的得救是神的拣选。
A person is saved because of the election of God.
我希望我们中间没有人说，既然是拣选，那我就不要去努力了。
I hope no one here this morning would say, well, if God chose us, then we don't have to work hard.
假如他拣选了我，我怎么样都会得救啊。
Because if he chose me, then no matter what I do, I'm selected, I'm chosen.
奇妙的一件事情，你这么想，
What's amazing is if that's what you think, that you're not one who's chosen.
一个拣选的人, 他怎么样一定要有一个心智, 要被神来拯救。
Because the one who is chosen would also be the one who actually have the desire to be saved and to be sanctified.
假如说是你自己, 你总是讲, 我不要去, 这个被这个, 神拯救, 反正我坐在这里, 他会来找我。
If you have this mindset, I don't want to go find God, I don't want to work, but if I sit here and He choose me, then I would be saved.
神做事是很奇妙的。
When God works, He works in miraculous ways.
我记得有人问 D.L. Moody, 他说到底还是我们还是拣选的呢, 还是神的啊, 这个啊, 还是我们人去这个找神呢?
I remember one time D.L. Moody was approached with this question, are we chosen by God or do we choose God?
那个, Moody 说, 你是讲到一个门的两面。
And Moody's response was, well, you're speaking about the door and approaching from either side.
你在这个门的前面, 你看到上面写着, 凡是, 蒙神拣选的人都能够得救。
You standing.
不是, 就是凡是你这个, 要救恩的人呢, 你都可以得救。
Standing on the outside of the door, you see writing on the door, anyone who wants to be saved can enter.
你跑过了这个门,
but if you were on the other side of the door,
你回过头来一看,
you turn around,
你已经在万事之前被神拣选。
What's written on the door on the inside says, before the creation of all things, you were chosen.
我们永远不会了解神凭什么, 按照什么来拣选。
We can never understand what basis God used for His election.
所以保罗这个最爱讲拣选的这个使徒。
That is why Paul, being the apostle who speaks on the election the most,
也是最拼命在传福音的,
who is also the hardest working apostle in preaching the gospel.
他要人来拣选神。
He beseeches all who listens to him to choose God.
所以很明显的弟兄姊妹们, 神是拣选。
So, brothers and sisters, it is clear that God chooses.
没有一个人知道神怎么拣选。
But no one knows how he chooses.
因此上, 我爱慕这个永生的, 我自己要去寻找这个永生。
Therefore, if I am one who desires after the eternal life, then I am also the one who would seek after this eternal life.
这两样这个动作, 最后的结果是相同的, 是一样的。
Both these approach will result in the same thing.
所以我们不必去讲到底是人的拣选呢, 还是神的, 人的这个追求呢, 还是神的拣选。
And so we do not need to overemphasize and spend time discussing is it based on God's election or is it based on the choosing of the person.
两样都对的。
Because they both apply.
缺一就不可。
You miss one, then it is not complete.
你相信拣选, 坐在那不动, 你就拣选不到。
You believe in election, but you sit there, you do nothing, well, then the election will not come upon you.
你去这个找神, 就是假如, 这个神没有拣选你啊, 你也不会找到他。
You look for God on your own approach, but if God did not select you, did not choose you, you would never find him.
我看到许多人在教会里的不知道多少年, 搞来搞去, 救恩的事情他就搞不懂。
I know of many Christians in the church, after years of study, they still do not understand salvation.
我有几个大博士的朋友, 他们在教会里的这个进进出出几十年, 对于救恩的事情一窍不通。
I have some friends, for years, and these, even with PhDs, for years, they enter into the church, they visit different churches, but after years, they still do not understand what salvation is.
你跟他讲天上的事，他总是讲地上的事。
You speak to him about things of heaven, and they always talk to you about things on earth.
所以我是绝对相信拣选的。
And so I fully believe in election.
但是我也相信人必须要追求的。
But I also believe that a man needs to pursue after God.
你若是坐在那里等着神来拣选，你根本就没有被拣选。
If you sit there, you wait for God to choose you, then you were not chosen.
所以我们的得救是靠着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
So our salvation is based on the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit.
神是借着耶稣基督把圣灵厚厚地浇灌在信徒的身上。
Through the Holy Spirit, God poured, the Holy Spirit is poured out onto us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
圣灵给了我们属灵的生命。
The Holy Spirit gives us the spiritual life.
圣灵继续地维系这个生命。
And it is the Holy Spirit who also sustains the same life.
赐能力给这个生命。
The Holy Spirit gives power to this life.
最终圣灵让这个生命成为我们的永远的生命。
And ultimately, it is the Holy Spirit who will enable this new life to become the eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为你做了个祷告，接受了耶稣，你就永远得救。
Brothers and sisters, do not believe and think for a moment that because you have prayed a prayer to accept Jesus so that you are guaranteed the eternal life.
你要一直的跟这个圣灵亲近，让圣灵来维系你这个生命。
You need to continue to have the closeness with the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can guide you and to provide for you so that you will eventually receive the eternal life.
你若是真正得到神的那个生命，
If you have truly received the life of God,
你就不可能离开神的教会。
Then it is impossible for you to leave the church of God.
你就不可能不爱慕神的儿女。
Then it is impossible for you to not love the children of God.
你什么时候离开了神的儿女，离开了这个跟神借着祷告、读经跟他亲近，你什么时候就已经陷在罪恶里头。
The moment you leave the children of God, the moment you leave His church, the moment you stopped reading His words and you stopped praying, that is the moment that you are on the path of sin.
主耶稣的话还不够我们警觉吗？
Does not the warning from our Lord Jesus Christ Himself be an alert for us?
就是有一天有人会跑来找我，他说我啊，这个为你传道啊，为你啊传福音啊。
One day someone will come and they will say, Lord Jesus, in your name I preached and in your name I share the gospel.
主耶稣说你是谁啊，我从来不认识你。
Jesus will reply, I never knew you.
你不是跟他打个招呼就走掉了。
You don't just come and say hi to Jesus and leave.
你要天天跟他有交道啊。
You need to have a relationship with him on a daily basis.
第七节再讲。
Verse 7.
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
So that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
因着上面这个神所给我们的恩典。
Earlier, it says that we are saved by His grace.
这个恩典是神白白的赐给我们的。
This grace was freely given to us.
因为我们信他。
Because we believe in him.
弟兄姊妹，这个信不是今天信了明天不信，这个不是信。
Brothers and sisters, a true faith is not a faith that says, I believe today, but I may not believe tomorrow.
信是始终信，不离开主的那种信。
A true faith is a faith that will always believe for ongoing belief and also a belief that would never, is till the end.
这样的信能够让我们真正的成为神的后子。
It is this faith, this type of faith that will cause us to, that will lead us to become heirs in Christ.
让我们能够有永生的盼望。
So that we may have the hope of eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，总而言之，我们的得救进入永远的荣耀，都是神的恩典跟作为。
Brothers and sisters, ultimately, the fact that we may have this eternal life, the fact that we may have this salvation, the fact that we can live according to His will, that is all because of God's grace.
上面讲到神自己怎么基督他的儿子做了什么？圣灵做了什么？
Because this passage tells us what God himself as the Father have done. It tells us what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And it talks about what the Holy Spirit has done.
讲到人，你必须要行义。
And it speaks of, when it speaks of men, it says they must live righteously.
因为你自己不能够行义。
But because you could not do so, you cannot live righteously on your own.
所以神自己要来拯救。
That is why God must be the one who does the work of salvation.
因此上，我们的得救进入与荣耀都是神的恩典跟作为。
And therefore, our salvation, our justification, as well as our glorification, throughout to glorification, are all works of God.
我们丝毫对我们的得救没有任何的贡献。
There is absolutely nothing we can contribute to our own salvation.
一切都是神的怜悯。
It is all by the mercy of God.
因为神的心意是要让我们恢复。
Because God's heart is to restore us.
所以我们要为我们的救恩永远的感谢赞美神。
And so we need to give thanks to God forever for our salvation and our life.
不要觉得自己有什么贡献。
Do not consider yourself as having contributed to it.
今天有些基督徒把自己看作是神的宠儿。
Today, there are some Christians who see themselves as the favorite child of God.
在教会里的啊，替神做了点事。
They may have done something in the church for God.
为神做的传道啊。
They may have even devoted their life to be a preacher.
为神侍奉的教会啊。
Maybe serve the church for God.
那么就有一种感觉，就是我稍微犯点过没有问题。
Then they have this attitude, well, so what if I make a few mistakes? That's not a big deal.
因为他自己对他的儿女就是这个样子。
Because that's how they treat their own children.
对不对？
Isn't that the case?
两个小孩子，一个啊很乖，一个调皮捣蛋。
You have two children. One is a very good, very obedient. The other one is always in trouble.
调皮捣蛋的总是挨打的多。
The one who gets in trouble always is the one who gets the spanking all the time.
所以我们就是对那个乖的。常常我们会去饶恕，去原谅。
And so for the one who are more obedient and closer to us, we would often be more readily, we would forgive them more readily.
对那个常常不大听话的，就很多的严厉的管教。
And for the one who is more, who gets in trouble more, we easily become stern and we discipline that one.
这样子很自然的就推想。神也是像我这个样子。
So naturally, we would say God must be just like me.
弟兄姊妹， 这是一个最大的错误。
Brothers and sisters, there's no bigger mistake.
我们应该说神是这样，我也要这样。
We should say, if God is like this, then I ought to be like this.
我们不能说因为我这样想，神一定也是这样想。
We can never say, because I think like this, so God must think like this.
这个是绝对这个会犯错的。
Because you would always make a mistake that way.
所以我们很常常很自然的就把神想的跟我们一样。
So oftentimes we project our own image onto God, thinking that He thinks and behaves like us.
所以我们忘记了神怜悯这一方面。
And we forget the teachings about God's mercy.
神对他所有的儿女都是一样的。
God treats all His children the same.
人才有对人的偏待。
As human beings, we treat people differently.
我喜欢的，我就把我的规矩就稍微这个柔和一点。
Those whom are of my favor that I like more, I can bend my rules.
神不是这个样子。
God is not so.
神要每一个儿女都回到当初的光景。
God wants every single one of His child to be restored and returned to their original created state.
他的怜悯在人的身上永远不变。
And so His mercy would never change on anyone.
所以我们要很仔细的来想神是什么样子的一位神。
So we need to be very careful in thinking, what kind of God is this God?
千万不要说我这样想，神一定也这样子。
Never think to yourself, if I think this way, God must think this way.
常常听到有人讲，哎呀，这个事情啊，我真是觉得很难受啊。
Sometimes you hear people lament, when I think of this, I am always very distressed.
说神一定跟我一样也是难受啊。
And so I'm sure God is as distressed about this as I am.
有的时候可能是这样子，但是有的时候不一定这个样子。
Sometimes that might be the case, but sometimes it may not.
因为你很不应该的去错误的钟爱一个人，所以你有这样子的想法。
You may have favored a person by mistake. And so that's why you think you consider things this way.
神不会像你那样子糊涂。
But God is not as foolish as you.
神不会像你那样子不公正。
God will not be like you who is unfair.
让我们永远记得我们的救恩是完全出于神的怜悯。
Let us always be reminded that our salvation is by God's grace.
因为他的目的在我们每一个人的身上都是要我们恢复到当初他创造的样式。
Because His will for each and every one of us whom He loved is that we would be restored to our original state.
我们当祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你在我们身上的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for the grace you've shown in our lives.
许多时候我们忘了为这些事情感恩。
Oftentimes we forget to give you thanks on these things.
我们甚至于错误地想到我们自己有什么好处。
We mistakenly believe that there are some good in us.
求神让我们明白自己的本相。
Help us to recognize our true nature.
承认我们之所以能够得救，所以能够慢慢的成圣，是因为你的怜悯。
Help us to realize and know that we can be saved and we can be sanctified or become more holy all because of you.
求主帮助我们把荣耀颂赞都归于你。
Help us so that we may give all glory and praise to you.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.